In Pakistan, Muslim religious extremists have long sought to ban secular music, and in some parts of the country, militants are enforcing their views with violence. In Taliban-controlled areas, CD stores have been destroyed or forced to shut down, musicians have fled or been silenced, and fear is spreading even in areas where the Taliban is not in full control. NPR's Anne Garrels recently met with a popular singer from the city of Peshawar who no longer dares to perform.
For Pashtun, the dominant ethnic group in Pakistan's rugged northwest, the voice of Gulsar Alam could bring tears. Drawing on their favorite poets, he sang of love, pride, and nationalist aspirations. He packed local halls. He was the musician of choice for a wedding. He was handsome, well-dressed, with a bit of the matinee idol about him. Now he sits on the floor of a slum, wrapped in a traditional shawl. His shaggy hair and scraggly beard are shot with gray. At 49, he laughs ruefully at what he's become, an old man before his time who cannot afford to shave. His problem started 7 years ago when a coalition of religious parties won elections here in Pakistan's northwest. The authorities harassed him. A crowd attacked his house with rocks. He and his family eventually fled south to Balochistan. Last year, after the religious coalition in the northwest was defeated, the new secular Pashtun government urged him to return, promising he would now be safe. It was a promise it could not fulfill.
4 months ago, performers were attacked as they returned from a function. 4 musicians were injured, 1 was killed. No one is safe from the Taliban here. People have retreated into self-imposed censorship.
Gulsar once again began receiving threatening phone calls. He was shot at on the street. He went back to Balochistan but found the Taliban is now threatening musicians there, too. He tried to find gigs in the port city of Karachi. There, he faced a different problem, ethnic violence against Pashtun. Back in Peshawar, he's afraid to perform now. He has no source of income. After his elder brother turned him away, fearing Gulsar would put him in danger, Gulsar, his wife, and 5 children sought refuge with other relatives. 3 large families are now crammed into 3 dank, dark rooms with no running water.
It's like falling from the sky to earth. Before this, we had a very modern, wonderful life. We used to send our kids to good schools. Now we can't afford to educate them at all.
That's Gulsar's wife, Ruxana. Gulsar's favorite song, a Pashtun ballad about loss of identity, has taken on a whole new meaning. Once the voice of the Pashtun downtrodden, Gulsar and his family are now part of them. Gulsar's dream of a peaceful Pashtun renaissance has been hijacked by the Taliban. In downtown Peshawar, some music stores are still open. Arshad Khan has come from an outlying area where all have been shuttered to buy CDs of his favorite singers, among them Gulsar. His old recordings are still on sale, but there's no system of royalties, so while it may warm his heart to know he's loved, this doesn't fill his children's stomachs. Arshad Khan says cultural life has come to a standstill.
Life is colorless. It has got no color. It is like you are living in a world which is black and white. You have just to eat and excrete, and you have to live under a perpetual uncertain fear.
And like Gulsar, he expects the situation to get worse. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Peshawar.